Conversation number 38-95. Portion of a telephone conversation between the President and H.R. Haldeman. This portion was recorded on April 18, 1973, between 12:05 and 12:20 a.m.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Well, just wanted to say that, keep the faith.
Yes, sir. How'd the dinner go?
Well, it was fine. Great success.
Was Sinatra okay?
Oh, he was fine. Just did a beautiful job.
That's good.
Standing ovation for him and everything. Really, really went well. One of the more difficult ones I had, you know, what I had on my mind and everything.
Yep.
But, that's no problem.
Well, I think, you know, we've reviewed what the worst is and what's in between and all, and I think we can deal with whatever it is, and the thing now is just to play it as it lies day by day and see where we come out.
And looking down to what the vulnerabilities are and knowing it, and then see what happens. Is Strawn finished?
No. I don't think so. I don't think he went up.
Oh, yeah.
He had his conference with him, but I don't think he went to the jury.
Yep. God, I just do hope that he says, look, I'll be a witness, but I'm not going to be a defendant. You know?
Yeah. Well, he will. And that's...
Just say, here's the truth.
I'm sure that's what he'll do.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is if he thinks he's being helpful on something, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think he will now. I think he understands.
Right. What is the one point that I heard today is that you and John, tomorrow afternoon, we ought to meet again and really look hard at what's coming and, you know, and look at the names and so forth just be prepared for it. I think, too, that you've got to consider the Dean thing, what it lands. I don't know whether somebody really oughtn't to talk to him. I don't know whether I should, but you must think about that as to whether it's worth doing or not, because he's obviously on the kick of saving himself, and the U.S. attorney is going to have a tough problem. And I think the U.S. attorney will, my guess is, will, you know, give him the immunity.
I think he will, huh?
Well, I would think so, Bob.
Hmm.
And that, of course, will, if the U.S. attorney is giving him immunity so that he can tell the truth, that doesn't bother me. But if they give him the immunity in terms of he'll, if it's an incentive for him to lie, that's the thing. And, but they, of course, have their other witnesses and so forth that try to corroborate it. I do hope one thing that the other thing we've got to do is to, Bob, is to get some kind of a line with regard to this whole business of helping the defendants. I mean, that's, I just feel some way that ought to be able to be done, you know what I mean? That, I don't know whether there is any way, though, is there?
Well, I think I don't see anything other than the basic point that, you know, it was as it's been discussed all along, that it was
right.
The fees and the support, and that's it.
For people who the 1.2, Bob, if you and I'd be busy tomorrow, if you and you could be able to think over and talk with people, this, maybe with more in this instance of what the hell. There's one troublesome thing to me about Dean, and I want you to get the date. When he came in and said and had this information about Bittman. You were there, but they would say, well, that right at that moment, the president should have probably turned that over to the U.S. attorney, you see.
No.
Why not?
Well, because you didn't know what you had, and you weren't in any position to turn it over to him.
Well, on the ground that when he said, look, they want money for their fees and so forth and so on, and he said, well, and I suppose we did. We had, I mean, in fairness, we were saying, well, what can be done, you know? And the way Dean might put that is that, well, because you got to figure that maybe he could say, well, he was in the president's office and told the president that. That, of course, he shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
But what's your guess on that?
I just can't conceive that he would.
Mm-hmm. But then we'll of course, report that he reported it to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman said he couldn't do anything, and that was discussed with Mitchell, right? And who was he present in the room at that time? And, you know, when they said that Mitchell said, well, it's taken care of.
Yeah. It was John that he talked to.
You were present, Ehrlichman present.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shows, I suppose, knowledge. He said, why didn't you go tell the president then?
Well, there again, it was, you can argue, because it was. There was a separated amount specifically for fees and for family problem he had.
Right. Well, give it that one some hard thought, you know, because I suppose the dean will lob that one in pretty soon.
That's almost beyond belief.
If he has immunity, he'll do it. If he doesn't, he may not want to. But the way he's operating, it's very interesting. Of course, the problem is that he talked to me, and that day I talked goddamn freely with him. I said, well, what the hell are you going to get it, you know? And we don't have the money. How much is it? It'll be $1 million. And I said, good God. I said, and they went into the blackmail thing. He said, this is blackmail. And I said, we can't be blackmailed, or somebody said that, or he did. He got to say to his credit, didn't he?
I'm not sure he did. I'm not sure he said we couldn't be.
Couldn't be blackmailed.
Just a question, whether you go down that
road. I wish there were a way we could at least separate Ehrlichman out. I don't know how you can, because his see, the vulnerability of a lawyer here is enormous, because you see, it's a destruction of his career. But there are other things to do. And, I don't know.
Still, like, they've got a long ways to go before they can make a point on any of that.
Yep, it is a long ways. And in the meantime, of course, that'll be a constant problem, won't it? Well, no use to borrow any more trouble than we got, is there?
Nope.
But let's sit down and just put on a piece of paper what the vulnerabilities are, how many people, as I see at the present time, you've got clear cases in terms of prior knowledge of LaRue, Mitchell, Mardian, Magruder, possibly the lawyers. What do you think, O'Brien?
Well, I guess so. I guess they must, from what John said they did.
Cover up.
O'Brien and Parkinson.
And also, what Ehrlichman's own investigation was, it's very important, I think, that we get that, you know, so that is really what triggered it rather than what Dean said. See my point?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? If we talk about, we got to really think about how the hell do you save what there is left of the president, the presidency, and the point is that if information comes to me, why, of course, I was just getting it before we turned out that Ehrlichman did call the attorney general, you know, and, yep, said, look, here it is, and then after that call, Magruder cracked, so let's put it all down.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
Sure.
Okay. Now, in the White House, the people that are involved would be Strachan, apart from you and John, Strachan and I don't know anybody in her, possibly Coulson, possibly, I suppose, Fielding, and
I'd about
who else?
I don't think Fielding is, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. But Strachan. You think of anybody else in the White House that?
No, and Gordon is very peripheral, only as a
conduit,
messenger. So.
Except for his slip with regard to how much money that is a goddamn lousy bastard's not to let him come into it.
But can't hang you on that.
He's got to go in and say, look, I called him as soon as I checked, found the exact amount. It was 22, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's that. It doesn't touch our trust Higby, does it, or... I suppose I don't think they're going to. They haven't subpoenaed him, have they? Or
no?
Yeah. Let's see. Anybody else?
I don't think so.
The curious business of though their argument that well, if Haldeman and Ehrlichman would resign, or that
that's what is. Really strange. What's the gain from that?
The gain from that, I guess, is that they get the fish and then let Dean off. But you can't do that. I mean, it's just better to let Dean go, and then, of course, he'll, as they say, he's going to destroy the president, too. Isn't that what he's threatened? He's been threatening all the time, hasn't he? Even to you? Notice?
No. No.
Dean? No.
He never did.
He always played as if he's part of the team, trying to...
Yeah, he went through his cancer theory.
Mm-hmm.
But he never... You know, the whole issue was...
Since we got a... And then Ehrlichman was saying, and not let it all hang out in school, and I said, all right, get at it. What the hell is it? Well, the tragedy, of course, is John Mitchell. God damn it, why he... My tough as it is, doesn't step up. You know, at this point, he's gonna get it out of question, and he's.
I guess he figures he can stall it out.
I don't think he can do it. I mean, there may be technical, legal things and a lot of other things he can fight. It'll take a long time, but. He ought to step up to it and say, look, I assume the responsibility for this, period. And, like, for example, saying, activate Kalmbach. Hell, who said that? Mitchell said it. Didn't he?
Yeah.
And then Dean proceeded to come to you. You said, okay.
I'm not clear on it. I don't... He's never been direct on that. He is on John.
Ehrlichman?
Yeah.
Went to Ehrlichman. Ehrlichman said,
yeah.
Okay.
He hangs, for some reason, he hangs out on John, and then he sort of alluded to that, you know, that I had agreed to or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, make him prove it. Okay, John. Bye.
Right.
This concludes the Abuse of Government Power segments for conversation number 38-95.